Today, there's my plan. It is my plan to take a short break from the Shaklavataria of the Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos, and to focus instead on some tshuvos, which, as I mentioned, probably you would not have understood at all before we started the sugya, and hopefully now you're more capable of understanding. Downstairs I had a few photostatted, a few tshuvos, which I had left in my Gemara. Whoever photostatted them, thank you, although you missed one. And I'd like to go through some of them, particularly Rabbi Yosha's tshuva on the contact lenses, in which Rabbi Yosha says a chiddush, and this is all really based on our sugya. We've already learned that sechita is primarily by things that absorb water. Sechita d'oraisa, certainly. Sechita b'seyar, we said, is only a d'rabbanan. And there's something called shriya. Shriya say it's a soak. If you take a dirty bag and you soak it in water, that's levon. It's soaking it or squeezing it. We talked always about squeezing it. Shriyasa is el kibusai. You take a bag and you throw it into a tub of water, and you let it soak. That's cleaning as well. In the case of the contact lenses, the shaila is a shaila of both. There's a shaila of shriya, of soaking the lenses. There's a shaila of kibus, of squeezing them out. Shrita. The discussion here is about the new lenses, the soft lenses, which absorb a great amount of water, and he's not talking about something that's hard plastic. The glasses lenses are also made out of plastic. With no shaila, that it certainly doesn't absorb anything. He's talking about soft lenses, and let's see. I'd like to go through the tshuva. It's a pretty short tshuva, and see what he says. Amnam. Halacha psuka barachai submission beis shabaar lo yemar shriyasei zehu kibusai. It's in halacha that by leather we don't say shriyasei zehu kibusai. Why? Because it doesn't absorb. Because leather doesn't absorb. V'rishoy lashreisim b'mayim. If you have something made out of leather and it gets dirty, you're allowed to put water on it in order to clean it. The im gamim naimed the arba leyav amayim chaydrin l'saychay. Even if you'll say that the R is belaya something, gam im noima the R belaya avayim chayjun l'saychay. Even if the water absorbs something, I think what he needs to say is that the water stands in it; it doesn't get absorbed in the material itself. Makamachim yesh ladaim v'tibon shal adoshes maga. Nevertheless, we have to be down on the nature of contact lenses. V'chol minei nylon and dinam kar. What he means to say is, if you say R absorbs zero, then obviously the contact lenses are different, because it's certainly absorbing something. But even if you say that R also is belaya in the sense that it holds water, just it doesn't absorb water, like I explained to you last time, that here holds water on its surface, but not that it absorbs it. So we have to be done. What about this plastic? It says, Ayin igris maishe, or deis min ayin vav. The mapa is shell plastic. Plastic towels, I don't know what that means. Shemikivat she'ena mayim nechdos and kvala saichay ala racha gabab kamayayim. He says that the water doesn't go into it. Maybe it's plastic tablecloth, okay. The mayim doesn't go... Excuse me, plastic tablecloth, sorry. Ala racha gabab kamayayim. The afarachim. Mistavra that it doesn't absorb. Hariyesh ladin dosh lo shayach bem kibus. So in Svara we could say it's not shayach kibus. But Rav Moshe and Mekom, okay. Since plastic is a new thing, you can't find it in the farish. You shouldn't pour water onto the plastic tablecloth. Only to, without pressing, just to gently pour water on it, that he says it could be made. So Ramesh is misupik by plastic. to pour a little water, to pour, to say a little mayim bekalos, to put a little bit of water onto it, and without pressing, that is mekel. So based on this, the Ramesh is Masupik of Pesach is Balaya. So Rabbi Yosha goes into the Shaila. Obviously, he's naming on the side that Ramesh has to be Machmir. Rabbi Allah has a mission based Kasab, the Ba'ar, Asaluhu Rach, after Shaykh by Kibbutz, Avalay by Chita, Kol Oishain, I Rach by Yosef. He's not this very thought. The Ba'ar, Rach, after Shaykh by Kibbutz, the Kamak and Lein, Chita, Amrina, and the Lai Shaykh. So there are things, he says, which there's an issa to soak and there's no issa to squeeze. B'kai gadna dibru chazal. Masha'al mushabar lai amirish riyasi zuiki busai. Because even something which is soft, he's saying that in this art, if it's very soft, it's shaykh by kibbutz. But he's the adashis magal. So dibre hamumchin shamayim nil mosaychei ve'imrachim b'yayser. If there's a certain types of soft R which absorb, and there's an iser at least Mr. Drabanan, so by soft ones it should be the same thing. So till here he's mistaded Mahachir. Here Omnam he goes into his Dad Kula. Loy Orech is not proper. Omnam Barash Yuma Perichas Kostav Dabka Kihasam. The issur of washing is dafka kiyasim, just like over there in the case of shuyas and kibbutz, they might be the beged sheish alav lichluch, only by a dirty beged. Bikai gav nami a shuyas and kibbutz. So we had this rush. I just didn't call it the rush. I mentioned to you the two shittas in Shulchan Aruch. And what does the rush say? That if you have a clean beged, if it's a beged that has a lichluch, you could say shuyas and kibbutz. Avol ma beged hushchar machmas lavisha. But if a beged got dirty because it was worn many times, like Tashmish, or somebody did something and it still not got dirty. Koshkin lava lagamri veinal aftino. El sharaita lalabna yaiser. My administration is doing kibbutz. If it's not a noticeable stain, even if you're just getting it whiter, the rush holds that there's no ister. That there's no ister of shriya. Now, what's with contact lenses? Contact lenses get dirty? Yes, that's the first thing that he's just, we have to understand, do contact lenses get dirty or they don't get dirty?
You don't see it.
You don't see it. It looks normal. But your eyes feel what? They'll hurt because of the germs on it. So they have germs. The question is germs dirt? They call it clean again. Would you assume germs is dirt? Yeah? I don't know. It's a chiddush, right? The germs is dirt. Oh, I want to get rid of the dirt. But is it dirt legabe? I want to get rid of the germs. The question is that libun to get rid of germs? So he doesn't say. So far, what's he saying? The Rosh says on clean things, there's no answer. On clean things, even if pushkar ksat machmas lavisha, not so clean because you wore it a few times, but it doesn't have a stain. There's no iser kibbutz. That's the rush. How do we paskin? The Simon Shimbei, Savior Ramash, Dei Deyes. The Simon Shimbei, we have two opinions. There is Shainakar Rush, the Siyatai, the Yisur Rakbay, and Shere Shalom Beged, Dabla Meshlochum Malas. First, the Rush is Shita, that it's only the Beged actually has a stain. Tizami, and Shazu Kibbutzai. And then Deyeshniya, Vishemi, and Shaimer. He brings two opinions. He says, after la halacha natina kedei rishayna, even though the ikra din is lukula like the rush, ten kaz of biragra, the kavak in kaz of achrayinim, the eshlach shlachmir b'sataira, the achrayinim, the mishnabur says, to be machmir. So what do we have here? We have two sfeikas so far. His first sfeik was that the plastic is belay at all, and that he was mitzadad lahachmir. Now he has a second thing, that being that lenses are clean, what he called clean. So therefore, according to the Rashi, it could be Megal. But it's also not enough. Because La Halacha, because the Achrayim say to be Machmir. We already have the Tziruf of two Shitas. Right? There's a possibility it's not considered Chita or Shriya. And then there's a possibility that on clean things it's always. But on that, he's not signed up yet. Okay, yes, Weimer. His chiddush is the following. The af lahamachmirim, even those who say on a clean baggin, it's shayach to isur libon, shayach to isur cleaning, gang shein davar mas ala baggin, even if there's no stain. Mekamaka shriyasa imaisif balibunai. It does something. Even if you have a clean baggin and it has no stain, and you wash it, it maisif balibunai, it makes it whiter. Shariya baggin hushcha machmas lavisha. If you wear a baggin, it's not as white as it was before. You have mamish, a new baggin that's perfectly clean. Nothing happens by washing it. This is Rabbi Yashar Chiddush. We spoke out to sheet is if unclean begadim. There's an iser of shriya of washing. We spoke out that there are two opinions on that. What he's saying is that machlokes is only if it doesn't have a stain, and the washing does something. Akapanim, the washing it whitens it. But if you have something which is perfectly good, then there's no problem. Lefiz de hayamakim lahatir, im hayuraychin esaradasha is maga. Listen to what he said, because we talked before of germs. Are germs dirt on that? So this is what he said. Lefiz de hayamakim lahatir. Well, you raise them as sardashis maga. If you're going to wash the contact lenses, lifnei erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, you clean it. Lashroisei b'mayim b'Shabbos k'desh leizkal. Then on Shabbos, you can soak it in water k'desh leizkal. What does that mean? You cleaned it out of Shabbos; it's perfectly clean. No, you can wear it. You can wear it, and there's no shayla. It's right before Shabbos; you make sure it's clean. So from the little bit of wearing on Shabbos, he's saying we're not afraid it's going to be considered dirty. And for that, you can soak it in water on Shabbos. In water on Shabbos. What?
I guess the assumption is that a Friday night, when you get a day, we're going to make it more
better. He's not saying a chilek.
The same thing with the baguette, if you want to make it more
than one
day,
or Friday night, you come
and
ask it. Brand new a brand new baguette, he's saying, would be much if you have a brand new bag. You mean if you wore it for an hour?
You wear it for an hour.
The lens is not different. A baguette you wear for an hour or two, you sweat, it could actually get dirty more quickly than lenses. Lenses are swimming in liquid. See, that's what he seems to say. Let's skip down to the last paragraph now. He says you can soak contact lenses in two things, either in a solution that kills germs, or in a water solution, a saline solution. He says, "Achli sheitziul chaymer miyuchid, asher ledivreim ein bekoychel nakis klalas v'adashis maga." Since they have solutions that don't actually clean it, they just keep it wet. Yeshmakim lahatir, lahashes the sadashis maga b'mayim b'shabbes b'chaymer hanal, ubitziref rechitzes sadashis maga b'erev Shabbos. What's he saying? That Erev Shabbos, you have to make sure they're clean. Because there's any dirt on them, it's the chigwiz they're going to ask them. And now, being that they're clean, on Shabbos, he's matir putting it only into water or a saline solution on Shabbos. Why not into, what's it called, the thing usually put it in? A disinfectant. Not into a disinfectant. Why? What? To disinfect. So he's saying here, he seems to say that put into a disinfectant would be awful. Why? So it sounds like he's saying that the germs themselves are an issue, are libud. So to wash it in something, to wash it in disinfectant on Shabbos, so you really have two tzedakah mahakal. Is plastic really, is it really libud by plastic? And according to the Rosh, it's mutter because it doesn't have a stain. He says that it's not enough to rely on. But to soak it in saline solution, which the germ's not going to do anything to, and the dirt doesn't change, so that is makif.
So,
because something which is used for a while, he's assuming, gets a certain level of dirt, that would be.
But I'm saying that this doesn't do anything in the making of the
well, these germs and the dirt. He's saying the dirt you get off by some Erev Shabbos. And the germs, you don't use it to perfect. So it sounds like you're saying. It's the kudai doesn't explain that much, but that seems to be a sack. Now, what do you do afterwards? You take it out. What about rubbing it? Isn't it something about rubbing it in? You're supposed to rub it afterwards?
No.
So it seemed squeezing it, I don't know that it would be makel. To squeeze out the liquid, I don't know that it would be makel. So you have to handle it in a way that's not obscuration. It's that you're going to squeeze out water. I don't know, I never contact my brother. Huh? Does not.
Okay. It dries up by itself.
Fine. If it doesn't squeeze out, it's fine. But those who told me it does squeeze out.
I showed it
I don't know.
Usually it
dries
out, so it doesn't absorb.
Oh, it absorbs. The question is, when handling this secretion, you're going to squeeze out of it. There's no secretion. It's fine. This is a sack, right? It definitely absorbs because it's a porous plastic. It's a. My understanding is that it comes half the size, and they put it in water, and it expands.
Rabbi, I
just
closed one of my cars. Do you want it?
Do you know my prescription? No. I never really had a taiva for it.
No, I had it firsthand.
Oh, I understand. Okay. I'll be happy to see you for some period. Akapun, this is his psak. It's based on the two things we had on Sita Baseya. That's the Sita by plastic. And the question of whether it's Sita by Nusay or a Shriya, actually, he's talking. All right, that's one Shuvah. When you open there, there's a chumra or a kula. You assumed it was mutter and it's a bachmer, or what? You assumed everything was mutter, so it's a chumra. Everybody uses the new soft blankets. It's all right. Huh?
No one
uses the old ones anymore. Okay. Right, so that's one issue down. All right, second issue. Now the half these tshuva. Not this one. It's the other one. Alright, there's a tshuva which was not many photos that were made. This starts. Alright, there are a couple of Dabba Shein and Miskavin issues that we have to deal with. I'd like to touch on what. Basically, something here which opens up a whole new area. In halacha, we had a concept in last year in Pesachim of Kayach Sheni. Kayach Sheni was a case where a person does something, but that doesn't directly cause the avera to happen. The avera happens as a second kayach, a Kayach Sheni. The case was Shakalal Bitka Demaya. There was a Gemara, I think, in Sanhedrin, where somebody killed somebody else by tying him up and then pulling away a dam that had the water back. So the Gemara says, if the first water killed him, that's Kayach Rishon. When you pull away a board, the first flow of water that comes, however you define first and second, the first water that comes and hits the person, that's Kayach Rishon, that's going to call Yom Ha'isah. The second flow of water that comes, that's Kayach Sheni. And Kayach Sheni is not considered Yom Ha'isah, it's not an Issa D'oraisa. On Shabbos too, Kayach Sheni is not an Issa, is not an Issa D'oraisa. Kayach Sheni.
Wait, it's more than kill someone that way?
Preferably, yeah. It means person chayav misa for doing this. On Shabbos, a Grom is a drabah. Okay, the truth is that by killing people with a grama, the Rambam says it's a deraisa, just there's no punishment. On Shabbos, doing a grama is an issa d'rabbanan. Now, there's a chiddush that says, and at least I know three achrayim who say the following chiddush, and we'll come to what the Har Tzvi says about it in a minute. One, in the Shmini Shabbos Kol Chasa, he talks about a sink where when the water runs under the house or under the bungalow, it's dripping onto the ground. Okay, in camp, we used to have where somebody used to say, oh, you can't use the water in the bunk, it's dripping on the grass, right? The pipe is dripping, you know, I'll use the water. So it used to happen every once in a while. Today the camps are fancier. I think the pipes still leak, but I think they have a thing where you can't look under the bungalow, no? But it always used to happen, you know, it's the halpitzar when it's the incoming water, but you know, when you can't flush, it's a major shiloh. So the issue is that you're going to turn on the sink, you're going to turn on the water, and the water is going to drip onto the grass, or even not directly onto the grass. The Gemara says that the tree is yainik from many feet away, from 20, 22 or 25, looks like it's amit away, 40 feet away, a tree is yainik. So if it goes onto the grass, onto the earth, it's a problem. So why would you say, Bernie, why did the tzedadin to be mekel in, I think somebody uses the water. First of all, is the other one is there, Isa? Somebody's dripping onto the grass. The other one is there, Isa? It's a double shade of miskavim. That's the first. It's a double shade of miskavim. It's not miskavim to water the grass when he turns on the sink. And it's a secretia, which would be awesome. Secretia is one nichalei, secretia which he doesn't want. According to the Aruch, it's Mutal Chatzilla. The question like Nichalai Taisa said, the Shin the Aruch is Mutal. We don't pass him like the Aruch. Well, Chayr is still
awesome.
Dovah Shem is Kavan, it's the question, which is awesome. Even if it's like Nichalai, so the Aruch says it's Mutal, but not like the Aruch. It's still awesome. Still awesome. So, it's a problem. We don't really have a Kula here. The Truma Sadesh said that by a Durabanan you can be Samech on the Yara. It's not a Durabanan here. The water in the grass, that's in it for their Isis. So, that should be a problem. So, in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, he says that if the drain where you're pouring the water down this drain is just one straight drain down onto grass, there's no pipe, there's a straight pipe down. You're pouring it to go straight onto the grass, of course that's awesome. That's not usually the case. Usually there's a the pipe under the sink turns and it leads out into a whatever type of pipe and it and there it drips. He says that's a kind of shaming. Because you're not pouring it directly onto the grass, you're pouring it down the drain. And the second water pushes the first water so that it goes out and it's going to go out to the grass. That's a kayach sheni. A kayach sheni is a grama. He says that when you have these two things together, a dover sheni miskavim, that's a psikresha, v'lo yichalai, which would be awesome. But it's also a kayach sheni. He says then it's mutal chatchila. You're allowed to do it. It's a great kuma. You're allowed to chatchila, I mean, I'm not just saying this case, it's a great kuma. I don't know how much, how often it comes up. But the concept of a kayach sheni together with the dover sheni miskavim, that's even a psikration, that that's mutter, that's a chiddush lahar.
Could the kayach sheni be before the rest?
So this chiddush, I said, says in three places. I found it in Shri Shabbos Kol Chasa. Rabbi Eider, in his Sefer Hilchos Shabbos, quotes Rav Moshe the following chiddush. He says, very often, I keep on saying in the bungalow colony, because out here we have no grass to speak of, so, you know, I suppose if you live in a place where there's grass, but you're pouring it, you're pouring it onto earth, usually. You know, it's like Hashem created the world with cement, and there's some neighbors where they rip up the cement, and they, let's say you come out in the morning, it's after a rain, it's Shabbos morning, and there's a table or chairs outside and they got wet. And there's a pool of water sitting on the chair. Now you want the chair to dry in the afternoon, you'd like to sit on the chair. So can you pour the water directly onto the grass, tilt the chair, the water goes on the grass. So of course, no question, that's awesome. The brings the shemer of Maisha that you're allowed to tilt the chair so that the water runs onto the cement. Even though it's vadai, that from the cement it's going to run down onto the grass. Vadai. You're putting it onto the cement, it's going to run onto the grass. So Ramesha says it's mutter. Because it's a davar shein miskan. There's no kavanah to water the grass. It's a grass like Nichalai.
Why do you not care?
Because you don't care. You have no intention to water the grass.
What is your grass? Why?
That amount of water, I don't think anybody would care about. Nobody would have happened to do it for that.
Oh, so it's a negligible
nicha
that
doesn't matter. Oh,
yeah.
So the, plus it's a kayach sheni. Because you're pouring it onto cement. And from the cement, it runs down onto the grass. That's kayach sheni. So that, one second. So therefore, Ramesha says that these two things together, kayach sheni, and it's the gresha, he doesn't even say loy nichala. I'm assuming he means loy nichala. So he says these two things together you could be made. Okay, Asheni plus Sekreshon Nichalai is the second Makar to be Mekel. Third Makar was a Tshuva in the Tzitzel Eliezer. Also, everyone's talking about grass. And he has a case where a person is saying, it's Gavin, you don't want to go on the grass, you don't care to stay from the land. Third case is in the Tzitzel Eliezer, a similar case. He's talking about a building which has a sprinkler that's on. There's a sprinkler that's watering the grass. Okay, it was set from before Shabbat. Whether it's right to do it or not right to do it, that's not the issue. The sprinkler is on. In the building, if you flush a toilet, you can see sometimes that the sprinkler's water pressure goes down. What does that mean? It means right now the sprinkler is sprinkling at a certain arch. When you flush, you cause it to sprinkle water at a different spot. It changes the spot into which the water is going. If you have a shiloh, it's mutter to flush a toilet or turn on water. In a place, in the city, the pressure is so strong that it's negligible. There's no noticeable difference. But you know, in camp, sometimes you can tell. You turn on the water, it affects the other water. So the question is it mutter to flush a toilet in such a place? Are you going to change it? You're going to cause different water, grass to be watered. So he says the same answer. It's a kayach sheni. It's not a sheni, it's gabim. I'm thinking about it. So even though it's a psik reisha, it's mutter. Three places where you have exactly the same shayla in all three places. And all of them come with this kula mahala. Now, he brings rather that Chassai Nish disagrees. Chassai Nish holds that you can't be said the Chassai Nish kula, but you have paiskim that are there. This tshuva that has to be, step back a minute, see the tshuva, and then we'll talk about it. This tshuva that has to be is about using hot water in Eretz Yisrael, where there's a solar hot water tank on the building. And the question is, are you allowed to use hot water in the building when you have this solar hot water tank? Who cares if it's a solar hot water tank or a gas hot water tank? What's the difference? There's a big difference. And the shayel felt, the halacha is bishul. The chama is mutter l'chatzchila. You're allowed to cook in the sun. I don't know if you can do it in Brooklyn, but if the sun heat is enough to cook, if somebody's out in the desert and he's got a raw egg and he wants to cook it, and he can crack it and expose it to the sun, and it'll cook. So you're allowed to do that l'chatzchila. You're allowed to cook bishul b'chama is mutter, which always amazes me because I don't know this halacha was learned for a couple of thousand years. And Chazal say the sun is not fire, not ash, cooking in the sun. And what did people think? What does it mean the sun is not fire? You know, so what's the difference in the sun? And it's a big fire, small fire, what's the difference? But today we know that the sun is not fire. The sun is all nuclear, it's all nuclear energy. There's no fire, there's no oxygen. You can't have fire without oxygen. There's no oxygen with the sun. Today we know that it's true that the sun is a different type of a bishul, it's not aish. But you know, you wonder sometimes you see a chazal and you don't understand the mitzvahs. It makes no sense to you. So you know, it's a bit of a musr that you know, it shouldn't make sense to you. It's a Mishnah that says that Bishul B'chana is not Bishul B'Eish, and B'chana is not Eish. I'm sure until fairly recently nobody could figure out why the sun should be not be Eish. Today we know the sun is not Eish, Bishul B'chana is not. However, 1 minute. However, Bishul in Tolda Sachama is Bishul B'Tolda Sachama is a drabon. That means to cook in water which was heated in the sun, that's a drabon. Now, you have to follow, because I know you don't have a dud shemesh on your roof, but we're going to start talking about our houses also. But once you have to just follow the lumber. When you turn your water, you turn on the water tap, you cause cold water to fall into the tank. What cooks that cold water? What? The hot water in the tank. Not the fire, and not the sun. It's the hot water in the tank, because if you have a 75 gallon tank, and you take out, you're in the sink, and you take out a cup of water falls into the tank. That cooks in what? Not in the sun. It cooks in the hot water, because if you have 70 gallons of hot water and you put one cup of water, cold water in, it's going to cook there. So that should be us. So turning on the shemesh should be us. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has here a tzad kula, which, okay, you don't have, I don't think many of you have the photostat. He says, I'll try, of course it's a double shade of the scab, and that's the first thing. You're not mechavim, you turn away, you're not mechavim to cook. And it's a gracia that you don't care about, because you don't need this additional water. If you have 75 gallons of water, hot water is enough for Shabbos. Nobody takes showers or does laundry on Shabbos. Says, Nira Shabbat, neither the Don Yesh Lahakul, Shum Shabbazay Yesh Oid Kula, Shakol HaBishol Kan Hu Rak Roma, Shaknisa Samayim Karim Atech Adud Ein Zeh Koyach Rishay. Follow what's going on. Ki B'Koyach Rishay Yaitzim Tchila HaMayim HaChamin U'B'Mekayma Nichnosin Mayim HaKarim U'Mekivin Goy Hava Koyach Rishay Hava Koyach Sheni Hava Grama. What's he saying? That when you turn on the cold water and you cause other, you turn on the hot water and you're causing the cold water now to fall into the tank, that's Koyach Sheni. And since it's Koyach Sheni, and secretion de Laini Chalei, so it sounds like enough to be Mekel, right? Sounds like enough to be Mekel. So he says that he's going to be Mekel. Again, I'm not going to go through the whole Lashon, but Ha'olam Mikala Nal. Shaminida didan, when you have a stolen water heater, loy have ela grama, nihisha grama asura midrabana. It's true, kashen is asura midrabana, makamakis. But sirif hadavisha benidan didan, have a bishop of Tolga Sachama, shayni sura ela drabanan. If you can't have a tray drabanan, it's two drabanan, it's a grama, and it's in water which was heated by the sun, yesh lahatir b'ainam iskavim b'psikreshim. There's a difference there, Rav Moshe and Shmuel Shabbos. He's only Mekel if it's two drabanans plus a grama. You follow? It's a kersheni, and you have two drabanans. It's a grama plus it's bishul betoldas ha-chama. So therefore, he's Mekel in this case. Follow what's happening? The whole cooking is only a drabanan. Plus you have davar shemis kavan and grama, so he's Mekel. Presumably, in the case of the Shri Shabbos Kilchas, so you'd be machmir. Because there it's only a grama plus a davar shem miskaven. He says, no, you need grama, davar shem miskaven, plus that it's only cooking until the sun. Hakama. That's his opinion. After learning this, I had a shirk. I don't know. The issue is using hot water in our homes. I think we all know it's already sakalacha by Israel. I'm not changing anything. We don't use hot water in our homes on Shabbos, because when you turn on the cold water, you're causing other. When you turn on the hot water, you're causing cold water to fall into the tank and it cooks. It would seem that according to Shmishas Kachaser of Moshe and the Tzitz Eliezer, it should be mutter, because it's a kayach shenim, the davar shenim is gavin, and it's a question of Nichalei. I'm assuming it's like Nichalei because you don't need that water for Shabbos. You don't care about cooking after Shabbos. You could argue with me, however, I think that he assumes it's a psikreshe loy nichalei as well. Does he say loy nichalei just as psikreshe? No, he says loy nichalei. He says banu lemachlakes hatshuvas hadashim. He brings down the shuvas hadashim. In the beginning, the first paragraph of the tshuva, he brings the shuvas hadashim, which we spoke out Thursday. Well, if I had your body, you could be saying have psikreshe loy nichalei. So why can't you use hot water in your house? What's the answer? I assume you cannot. What's the answer to the question? What? You're causing it eventually to go off. Let's say it's on now. Take out down and see it's on. Now. Does anybody have any arrows on this? Why is it Leinichalai? I am assuming it's Leinichalai because you don't care because it's not Shabbos. But you have 75 gallons of hot water. You're never going to use 75 gallons of Shabbos. You don't take showers on Shabbos, you don't do laundry. The things that use a lot of hot water, we don't do. So you wash dishes. How many dishes do you wash already? Unless it's Nichalai, but he's assuming it's Leinichalai. Unless it's Nichalai, that's the answer. What? So maybe the answer is because it's Nichalai. Anybody have any other possible answer? Could be because it's Nichalai. Could be. I think we're what? So I was discussing it downstairs with some of you, and the horror was maybe it's not a Kayach Sheini. Now, here you have to think, is it the same thing, the case of Bitka Demaya? In this case, you're turning on the faucet upstairs, hot water. So there's a whole pipe of hot water coming through. This gallon, the 75-gallon tank, is letting water out through one thing, coming in through the other. Now, it's not the first water. But on the other hand, it is the first water. It's the first water before the tank, which is falling in. What you're doing is removing what's in front of it, and all the water moves one step. So maybe the reason we're machmir is because we are misuping that that's really kind of shame.
So how about
the water? No, this all would be not like that. See, if you either say it's nichalei, or the question is why we're machmir. So I can only think of these two possibilities. Either we're machmir, or question should be considered nichalei. Or because Mechash is called Kayach Rishon. Yeah.
Now there's something Shabbos.
But you're allowed to do something that you would do on Shabbos anyway, even if the Tetzah is a preparation for after Shabbos. You now do something which is purely a preparation for after Shabbos. But a person can do something on Shabbos even though the Maisel happened after Shabbos also. So that itself shouldn't be a problem. I'll tell you why this is a very big nafgamina. I've been asked to shayla a number of times by people who they don't never dream of using the hot water on Shabbos, but their cold water pipe runs in the basement next to the boiler pipe. Anybody ever have that? Where in the winter, in the summer you have cold water. In the winter, when they turn on the cold water, they get a small amount of hot water that comes out. Why? Because when they shut off the cold water, in the pipe, this cold water stops in the cold water pipe, but the cold water pipe is right next to the boiler pipe. And the water becomes heated from the boiler pipe. So here they have a shower that can use cold water. On Shabbos, the water actually gets hot. So the shower now is if they could turn off their cold water. They're going to cause, or turn on the cold water, they're bringing cold water next to the boiler pipe. And then when it stops, it's going to cook. Nobody ever had the shayla? I'm asked the shayla quite often. Usually right after someone did renovation, you know, in the house. But, If you leave it on the whole time, you don't have any problem. But most people don't want to do it, especially now that we've been to the water. So people don't want to do that. So let's see. What do you think? What?
Two shops
in the
military.
Yeah, there was a time. I know. What do you say about the shayla? So davar shenu miskaven. There's a reason we're machmir the hot water, like you said, or someone. So here it could be night. What?
It should be warmer.
It might not be a psikresha because you might end up using cold water again. Is that called not a psikresha? Because you might end up using cold water again, and that water won't stay long enough to. That's called not a psikresha. It's a different kind of psikresha. You have to do, or some human being has to do something later to make it happen. That's for sure. Yeah, there it's happening. The question is, is it a tikkun, right? You can't compare it to how that. The explanation by how that's different. You can't compare it. Wait, and here it's a kashani for sure. So it's not the first water which is going to cook. The first water is going to run out. It seems to me here you could be makel with kayach sheni, and sequentially nicholai. It would seem that there's certainly a big mockum to be makel in this particular case. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. So this is, again, this is a nidai. It's a. You have to know how you approach the shayla. Mm-hmm. How to write it for Klal Yisrael. I mean, that's, even though you're not going to pass it for Klal Yisrael, but still a person, a Lamedin has to know, how do you approach a Shaila? It just comes back out of that. I'll tell you something someone asked me, I didn't know the answer. There's a fellow in our shul, very nice boy, but he's going through a stage, you know, where he's very nervous about doing everything exactly right. So one Shabbos, it was a rainy Shabbos, he walked to shul, he told me his socks are soaked. Is he allowed to walk in them? Every step, he's doing sefer.
What do you do? You stand there?
That was his question. His question was, is he allowed to walk with them? So what's the answer? The Dov Shem is Gavin. Question on Yisrael. You have the Aram. What about the sefer aspect? What? Halach Leibun is, remember, Halach Leibun is only a hetzah by Mesarek. The seat of the Sarek. It's not a head of a seat of Libra. Why? If you took off your socks, you wouldn't squeeze the water out. Getting the water out is leaving. You're getting out of that. It goes back in afterwards, but it's a time.
It's not leaving. If the water's going to sit there inside the shoe, go back in the sack.
I mean, the sack is still submerged in water.
Still
submerged in water. It's just that it's pressed. So that's like pressing. Let's say you have a towel underwater. You squeeze it. If you're squeezing the dirt out of the towel, that'll be awesome. If you're squeezing the dirt out of a sock every time you step, So I really should ask him when's the last time you changed your sock? I don't mean it's a joke. No, if you just change the socks, so it's a clean baguette, the Shriya is Mukta, the Sita's still awesome. Now remember we said that pizza is still a problem because you're getting the water out of the socks. You know, there's actually a sif in Shulchan Aruch that talks about a person who gets caught in the rain and forgot them on socks. What it says is that there's no gezeira shema yisra. You're allowed to keep on walking with your clothing. There's no gezeira shema yisra. That doesn't talk about if every step you're breathing out the water.
go.
I'm not sure what you do. Just about every Dover Shein in the Sgan is the Moshe Tzichel Gufa, remember? If you're not Mechav for the Maisa, you're definitely not Mechav for the Teyam. We need one more Tzirik. Like the Aruch is Mutter. We have at least an Aruch. According to the Aruch, it's a Dover Shein in the Sgan, it's a Kresh Lai Nichama. Now, we can find one more thing to make it into a Drabanan. Then, if we can make it into a Drabanan, then we'll have the Chumash Hadash. The Tzedek Rolai, the Aruch, by a Drabanan. But why do we have, why can we make it into a Drabanan with the Sack? Right, because they were a Chaysh, so let's just squeeze it out. Right. So here it should be us. So that, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Loi Osru, when someone gets stuck in the rain, even though really it should be Osru, that's what you're saying, squeezing, so that's a Mechaber, it's a Mishin Aleph, I think Mem Hei or Mem Dalet, who says Loi Gazru when a person gets stuck in the rain. But I don't know, we need one more Tzirah. One thing I was thinking is that our sacks, I don't know, our sacks are nylon sacks or cotton sacks? Huh? Some people have cotton sacks, we have nylon sacks. If you have nylon sacks, so nylon is plastic. All nylon is plastic cut very thin. It could be that if you have nylon sacks, it's like a toothbrush, like squeezing a toothbrush, which is a drabanan. Of course, the toothbrush absorbs water, but not in each bristle, it's between the bristles. So if you have nylon sacks, so then you have a... Then it's only a drabanan, so then you have the Chumash Hadash. You follow what I'm going through? Then you have the Chumash Hadash to be made. What? Is it true? I never looked at the label on the sacks. All sacks have cotton in them? Okay. So then I'm wrong. But if there's some cotton, then it's a problem. I saw in one of the tshuvas, they write that even if it's plastic, but if they stitch it together using a cotton thread, there's one cotton thread stitching it together, so you already have a problem with that. Alright, so this shiloh we still have to get back to. We have to find a tshuva about this. Okay. The other issue I wanted to get to. Yeah. The other issue I wanted to get to, which is a major issue, and I think people don't understand, is the refrigerator shiloh. The shiloh of opening up a refrigerator on Shabbos. The bulb is out, I'm talking about the light bulb. Every refrigerator has a motor, which goes on and off. The motor goes on and off. The refrigerator, the motor causes the insides of the refrigerator to be cool to a certain temperature. Thermostat registers the temperature, shuts off the motor. Over time, it loses the temperature rises, it loses the coolness, and then when it gets to a certain heat, it gets triggered and it goes on again. Obviously, if you keep the refrigerator closed, the door closed, it won't go on for a very long time. It's well insulated. It might not go on for an hour. If you open the refrigerator door, eventually, and it depends how long you leave it open, but basically, the temperature in the room is warmer. The air from the room warms the air in the refrigerator. It's going to go on. The motor is going to go on. So the question is, if it's permissible to open a refrigerator, so what do you say? Is it Sikresha? No. Yeah. 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 Sikresha, that's going to go on sooner. Certainly going to go on sooner. So there are two questions. One minute. It's going to go on sooner. It's for sure going to go on sooner. Is it going to go on right away? What is that? Sounds like a suffix secretion. You're not sure where it's at now. You're not sure. Sometimes when it's not cold, you open it, it goes on right away. It's happened. Right? You open it, you hear the motor go on. Sari Kriyas Sheni as well. But is it a Psikresha, the Loi Nichalei? Stam Yonichalei, you want the motor to go on. Right? You don't want warm soda, Chas V'Shalom. You want the motor to go on, you want it to be cool. So it's very confusing. What? If the motor doesn't go on, you won't have any, you everything in the refrigerator will warm up. Warm down. So what do we have here? Very confusing. It's a Psikresha de Nichalei, which right away is bad news. So it's a Kayach Sheni, which is Aster. It's a Suffolk Psikresha. If it'll go on right away, it's a Suffolk Psikresha. Then it'll go on later, it's a Vadai Psikresha. It's certainly going to go on sooner. So that's a Psikresha de Nichalei. So I'm going on, the fact that it's going to go on sooner, it's a Psikresha de Nichalei. All you have is that it's a Kayach Sheni. Not enough to rely on. You have no tzirufim from here at all. And on the side of it going on right away, so that's a Suffolk Psikresha, which is the Machlokes we had with Kideg and the Taz. It seems to be a major problem, opening a refrigerator on Shabbos. So why do we open refrigerators on Shabbos? So let me just tell you first, when the motor is on, there's no shayla. Right? If you hear, you can hear the motor go on. When the motor is on, you're certainly allowed to open the refrigerator. You're not causing it to go on. It's gonna it'll stay on longer. Right? It's gonna stay on until it gets cool inside. So it'll stay on longer. Right? Staying on longer is not a malach, it's on, it'll just stay on. When the motor is on, you're certainly allowed to open the refrigerator. When the motor is off, so that's where the shayla comes in. L'chayr, it should be off. Even if you say it certainly won't do it right away, but it's gonna make it go on earlier, that's a grama of Psikresha de Nichalei. Bad news. So Ramesha writes in his tshuva. Now Ramesha in his house had his refrigerator, he had the thermostat removed, and he had a device put in which turns it on and off every 30 minutes or whatever, so that he didn't have the shot. But he writes in the tshuva that Rav Henkin already paskened. Now look at Rav Henkin's tshuva. Rav Henkin says toiv lahachmir. It's good to be machber only to open a refrigerator when its motor is running. However, he says an interesting kula. He says, our din of segregation. He says, 1 minute. Let's say in the winter, your house, you come home from shul in the winter, and you open the front door. Don't you have the same shagun? You have the thermostat, the boiler. Right? There, the boiler warms up the house. The boiler goes off. When the thermostat goes down, the boiler goes on. You walk into the house, you open the door, you're letting cold air in the door. It's a psikresha that you're going to cause the boiler to go on. It's a psikresha to Nichalei. What's the hazard? So Rav Henkin is mechadesh that when the din of psikresha is only where it happens there and then, right when you do it. The Sukrachad and the Zaisa. Right away, something happens. You pull it out, right away, something is happening immediately. It's happening there, and it's happening, Vaisa Makim, but Vaisa is not. The She'en came, something that works, with it, that's delayed. You do something, and that's going to cause something to happen later. That's very far from being a Medavar HaMechavim. Like we said, Reb Chaim's Hesber, the Psikresha, you're a Vadei Mechav. That's true if you're dragging a bench, you're a Vadei Mechav. But no one is going to say that when you open the door to your house, or you come into your house, you're a Vadei Mechav to turn the boiler off. Being that it happens not by saying, Mokim or by Sisman, not then and there, being that it's not then and not there, so he says that you could be Mekel. So the same thing with a refrigerator. It's something which is very far from the person's kavana, and therefore he says that it's not considered to be a psikresha, and that a person could be sick. Now that's a chiddush. Now, the reason that I mentioned this to you is for two reasons, lamaisa. First of all, you should know that it's a very big chiddush. It's a svara without a makar. I mean, I'm thinking it's a makar, but he says it off his svara. Rav Palm told me personally to be machmir. And that if you need something, if somebody asks you for something, to open it with a shinai. not hard to open a refrigerator machine. Instead of grabbing the handle, you grab the refrigerator door instead of the handle. So that's do it at least with a shiloh, because it's not a davar pashut at all that you can open a refrigerator. It's a chiddush. However, people have a shiloh about an oven. An oven, again, is the same shiloh. You have an oven in which, now if you turn the oven off before Shabbos, there's no shiloh, you can open the oven door. Some people leave the oven on, and they keep the chicken, the kugel, whatever's there inside. And on Shabbos, they open the oven door to remove. It's the same shiloh. Right? And the fire is on, so there's no question, you can open the door. Many ovens in my house, our oven has an indicator light. When the fire goes on, the light lights up. Now, why any guy would need an indicator light, I don't know. But for us, it's very good. So we don't open the oven unless the fire is on. If the fire is off, it's a gracia. And what's the difference between an oven and a refrigerator? The difference is that a refrigerator is a shiloh, but it's a drabana. Turning on a motor is a drabana. In the case of an oven, it's a shiloh of a deraisa. It's a shiloh turning on a fire, which is a deraisa, which is much more chamor. And therefore, in the case of the ovens, I tell people to be machmir, not to open the oven unless the fire is on. Now that we're talking about it, something occurred to me, a different difference in the oven and the refrigerator. Tzad kula. Somebody should think of it, even though I never thought of it before, I'm going to think about it now. There's another difference. The oven shiloh. Stop the oven shiloh. What's the din? You let open the oven door. What's the shiloh? The Shayna Miskat, which is a psikresha. The psikresha. I just realized that really the oven in the refrigerator is a psikresha, the nichala. You want the motor to go on, so you want other things to stay cool afterwards. In the case of the oven. So it depends. If you're leaving something in, psikresha, nichala, business. That's not usually the case. I shouldn't say it's not usually the case. It may be in some homes. By us, we just take everything out.
You're right.
Finish. So it's a psikresha the loy nichalei by deraisa. Psikresha loy nichalei by deraisa. So here, you have any makar to be mekel? What? Psikresha the loy nichalei by deraisa. Aruch, which we don't rely on. That's a klach sheni. Is it a kayak shiny? You're not turning on the fire. You're causing cool air to come in, which lowers the thermostat, which in turn triggers the certainly kayak shiny. Same as refrigerator, same kayak shiny. The refrigerator is secretion of the nichala. Here's the secretion of the light nichala. So on the one hand it's worse because it's a fire. On the other hand it's better because it's so here, special on Yichlei Chayashayni, already a big tzad v'hakol. Now, is it better to buy an oven with an indicator light or without an indicator light? Let's see. If someone has an indicator light and they ask me to shayla. So let's say it's a psikresha. Alright, it's a grama. And psikresha, the loin Yichlei. So you have to tzuruf and to be seinacha. What happens if you have an oven without an indicator light? Is that better or worse? It's a little better. Why? Because you don't. If I have an indicator light, I know the fire is on. If I don't have an indicator light, so when I open it, what is that? Is that psikresha? It's a suffix secretion. I don't know the mitzvahs, right? It's like the case of the oven that had a pad, a guy's pad. I don't know if there's basa b'chalav or not. So when I heat it up, the taz was the kivega said to be mashmer secretion. Taz says not a secretion. You don't know what's in it. It's a suffix l'shaavar. Here also, it's a suffix l'shaavar. If you don't have an indicator light, it's in a way it's better. Because now you have already three tzerufim. Psikresha loy nichalei. That's a grama. Plus, it's a segresh, it's a suffix l'shava. You don't know, is the fire on or not on? You have no way of knowing. So if you have no way of knowing, you have a tziruf of the Taz's shita that suffix l'shava is mutter. What? Take out the indicator light. Because I'd rather not be Seimach on the Kulam in the first place, Beinus and Dari Heister. And therefore, I'd rather have the indicator. So if you're going to be Machmir, it's better to have an indicator light. Then you can be Yaitse Kalashitis. If you're going to be Makel, then it's better not to have an indicator light. Because if you're going to be Makel, you might as well have three Tzerufim to be Seimach. You should know a Hashkafa and Halacha. It's a Hashkafa all over. Any Shilas you ever have, it's a machlaikis, you find the expression, it's the, and it's chaluki deis, what do you do? You should know as a rule of thumb, if something is involving an issa deraisa, you should be machmir. So deraisa l'chuzim, there's what to rely on, there is. But if you're going to pick places where a machmir tovel of bracha, it should be shilus of deraisa. If something's a deraisa, you should be mali pachad, it should be yirishamayim, a person to be over a deraisa. The shayla of a derabbanon, so you have what to rely on, so you can be much more makel. The shayla of a fire, which is their isa, the person has to be more makel. Walk upon him, we will mevar these nidayim. I hope what I tried to wife today is not so much all these halachas, which you should know these halachas, but you should have a handle on how to deal with Dov Shayla Miskar. You know, we're going to get another 2 weeks, we're going to already be back into Ksubis. You know, in Segresha, it'll be like a distant, I would say nightmare, but a distant memory. You know, and I hope that you have a handle on these things. What you should do, when you look up halachas, you come to halachas, there's anything to do with Dov Hashem Miskaven, you should have to learn the tshuva, learn what it's about, and just keep fresh in these ideas. Tomorrow we're going to learn quite a bit of Gemara. Please take a chance.